It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new mini-episode for the Terrible Terror Podcast. So, we're going to talk about a couple things today. One being, of course, what is the next movie that we're going to watch? And then I want to talk about two movies. One movie really, really quick because I did a whole review on it that's available on YouTube, and that's Prey. And I still want to talk a little bit about it, kind of settling down after I did the review and kind of thinking back to it and what I like. And then I want to talk about a movie I talked about last time on the Annabelle podcast, which happens to be The Incantation, which was released, I believe, in June of this year, which is a Taiwanese horror flick. And so let's just start there. Let's start there with The Incantation for the whole thing. And maybe I'll split a little bit of time with Prey at the end rather than going and waiting for you guys to reveal what the movie's going to be next week. So The Incantation is a fantastic, like, found footage movie. It is so well done that I was absolutely blown away by it. And again, I'm gonna mention the person that tipped me to it. Now, I know that Alex from Beyond the Void, he did a video on it, and I saw it, and I was kind of like, okay, and I totally forgot about it after it was done. I'm telling you, the movie was on my radar, and I saw their video, and it was just something that I was kind of like, okay, well, I'll check it out. And then a friend of mine follows, a guy by the name, goes by the name of Trushu, that's at TRUE_SCHU out there on Twitter. He's also a Twitch streamer as well. He actually is the one that asked me, hey, what do you think of this film? And it's really weird to me to have somebody like that has a much larger following than I do. At least he does on Twitch, right? My following is very small on Twitch, which means that a lot of people maybe listen to this. Why don't you go follow me on Twitch if you use Twitch? But nonetheless, I got to promote myself somehow. But yeah, he asked, he's like, what are your thoughts on The Incantation? And I was like, Incantation? What the hell is that? And so I looked it up, and there's like five movies called The Incantation. And I was like, is it this one that just came out on Netflix? And he was like, yeah, that's the one. And so I was like sitting there, I'm like, well, I could kind of give my thoughts just based upon the trailer. And I looked at it and I had some time to kind of not necessarily waste, but to kind of put it on, you know, a little bit, I felt like, in the background. And then I was like, you know what? I can't, because I can put it on in English, right? And I really suggest, for a lot of people, you know, I'm such a stickler when it comes to anime and it having to be in the original Japanese language, and doing those things like that. And sometimes you get, like, you know, some English dubs are really good. I'm not going to say that they're not, but I actually enjoy listening to it in the original language. And one of the things I always say when it comes to this is I don't know if the acting is bad or not. Like, you can, okay, bad acting. You can always tell bad acting, especially, you know, in the way the characters do stuff and maybe the way the story flows and stuff like that. When it comes to, like, animated stuff, you can always tell bad voice actors. I just feel like they can be way over the top and they can be, you know, you have that feeling like, this is not very good. This is very cheap. And it also shows with, like, the animation that's being used and everything like that. But I'll get off the thing. But one of the things a lot of the times I have with foreign movies is that I can never tell whether or not the acting is really, really, really bad. I can tell you that the acting in this movie is fantastic. There's a couple of people I can kind of be like, oh, okay, I can kind of see that the way it goes. But in general, I think that the acting is very good. The atmosphere is very good. And the only thing that I had a big problem with, and I have a lot of problems when it comes to found footage movies or it comes to like first person camera based movies, is that it's like getting the camera into certain situations and doing certain things is always kind of wonky. Like, why would you bring a camera into that? Why would you do this? Why would you do it? Like, why is the camera being focused on this specific shot? Why are we moving around here? They did a pretty good job in general of letting you know why the camera is going to be there, because the basic premise of the film and the way that it starts, and it starts with a chant, right? And you're meant to read it aloud, and it's actually really good. I like the way that it goes, because it's like, you know, your mind can change things, and they're showing you a couple of different images where like, okay, it's going to the right. This thing is moving to the right. But by me influencing you, or by you influencing your own thoughts, you can make it move to the left. You know, now the right, now to the left. Is it better with one, or is it better with two? Or as my old optometrist used to say, is it better with one or with two? But that's the way that it kind of like works on this thing. And it's actually kind of cool to like kind of get that into your head. And that's really meant to mess with you in the way that the movie goes. I don't want to like spoil any big things in this movie, but like the ending is kind of shocking for what you've got. But so you start with a mom and she's saying, I'm recording this for my daughter so that one day, like, she, you know, understands what I did when I did, you know, my stuff. And then it's a lot about the mom trying to basically kind of like lift a curse from her daughter. And she gave her the daughter away when she was like, you know, really, really, really young. And then she's gone to therapy and everything like that. And she feels like she's ready. So in the beginning of the film, she's getting her daughter back, her daughter Dodo, which I fucking love that name for the kid. She has another name that I cannot remember because me and Taiwanese probably don't have a good relationship and I don't want to fuck it up. And so it's a lot of it is just like the creepy things that happen with the daughter, the you know, the bad guy that she keeps seeing and all the crap that's happening around the house and, you know, her setting up the cameras because she's a little paranoid, but she wants to record everything that goes on with her daughter. And again, there are a couple times where I'm kind of like, the camera doesn't necessarily work here, but the rest of the film works so well that I didn't care, right? The scares are genuine in the film. It's available on Netflix, man. So if you haven't seen this yet, you do yourself a favor if you have Netflix and please watch this movie. Or if you can find it, you know, please watch the movie because I think it's well worth your time, beyond. And, you know, I was making comparisons where, you know, you don't really know what's going on because everything's kind of going back in flashbacks. And I was making comparisons to Annabelle in a way that a movie does it where you don't really know what's kind of going on the outside and what's kind of going there. And it slowly explains it to you. And then you do get kind of the explanation towards the end, but you get it throughout the whole movie. And even the end finally explains everything of what the bad guy actually is of this movie. And it's great. I love the progression. I love when it starts to jump. And the thing is that the first time it jumps, it tells you that it jumps so far back, right? And then it never tells you again. It never goes back to like, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 2 weeks ago. It never does that. It just jumps to the time period where they're basically playing Ghostbusters and they're out there trying to do something with the father of the daughter. His family, they live in a rural place and they worship a specific person and they're trying to get in there and go into the cave, this cave that they're not allowed to go into. So you know shit's going to go down because they're probably going to go into it. And then they're also, you know, they're trying to debunk that anything is wrong, right? So they're Ghostbusters in the way that they are trying to debunk old myths. And of course, this is a taboo that they're not supposed to break. And of course, they break it. And that, you know, causes problems for our main character and her daughter. And so it's all about, like, how do we get to the end? What happens with the daughter? And you see some stuff with the daughter in the beginning. And there are some really, really, really freaky shit that happens there. Like, there's an opening scene where they go into her mouth and she's just got rows and rows and rows of teeth. like in her mouth, and she's got all these markings all over her arms and her face, and they're just popping up. They're not, you know, something that was drawn on her. And there is an accident right at the beginning of the movie that is really shocking. There is two cops that take themselves out. It's really shocking. And I was just overwhelmed with how much I was invested in this story. To one point, you know, something was happening to Dodo. I'm like, no, Dodo, no, 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 don't let that happen to her. No, you know, those types of things. And that ends up being a very, very good movie for me when I get invested in something that I'm kind of like, I really don't know what to do. Like, I'm going into this very blind. I know the general story. I saw the trailer. The trailer again had me peaked. I thought back to Alex's thing, and it really had me peaked. And you just have great performances, you know. And sometimes I bet you that some people be like, oh, they're just kind of like mediocre. Maybe if I was a regular watcher of Taiwan cinema, I would know that, you know, okay, well, she's just kind of okay, or she's not. But to me, it, her connection with her daughter and those things were so good that I just was absolutely enthralled with the way that the movie moved. So I definitely give that, that is a solid 4 out of 5. Like I said, there's still a couple things that are kind of out of there, but it's 4 out of 5 rows of teeth, man. It is just a fantastic movie. And it's one of those movies I would love to do on this podcast, but this is the way that I kind of have to do it, because I could go into using the dub, but I just feel like it takes away so much from it personally, you know. And that's something that everybody kind of needs to, you know, become accustomed to. And I know everybody doesn't want to always read all the time and stuff. So, but I definitely think that that's the way to watch the movie. But, you know, that's just me. You guys, anybody can really watch it how they really want to watch it. I'm just a stickler for that for some weird reason. And like I said, I think it's just because of how I started watching anime, which I've talked about before, where you get it from somebody else. Like, people were subtitling things that didn't have, you know, dubs here in the U.S. And then you would basically take a tape recorder and you would record their tape to your tape. So the quality would go down a little bit. Unless you had the master tape, then it wasn't so bad. So that way that you could watch the stuff after some fan subbing group would sub the thing for you. And that's the only way that you could watch these things. And it's how I watched a lot of things, like The Old School Bastard, you know. I watched it first from getting dubs from people from other things. So I just feel that way whenever I watch a foreign flick. I just prefer to watch it in the original language. And again, pardon me. I really feel like you also get a lot of the emotion and everything else that's in there directly when you're listening to it in the original language. But I also know that sometimes some people, they don't like subtitles, or they don't like the act of having to read everything. And I've just become like so accustomed to doing it that I can kind of watch it, and it's almost like second nature to like know what's going on in the whole scene before everything goes on. So you watch it the way you want. That's what I'm trying to say. And make sure that you watch the movie, because it's really good. It's really, really good. And personally, I don't know if, like, even when I think about this, I don't know if I would have liked it as much if I watched it in English. There is an English dub that's on Netflix. And if I had watched that way, I don't know if I would have. But like I said, watch the movie. Really great scares. Really creepy atmosphere. A really good story. Really good payoff, in my opinion, that I didn't see coming until it basically was going to be revealed to you. And that's what I really, really enjoyed. And even though, and I said it in the Annabelle review too, when it comes to this, even though I really enjoyed the whole thing about not knowing like what this is, or I was really confused, but it made me want to learn more, and it gave me little tidbits of what this thing was. And one of the biggest revelations that happens at the end of the movie, you don't think that it happens that way because it presents it to you somewhat different, right? And then all of a sudden you get it again and you're like, oh, holy crap. And that's where, you know, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, oh, is it this way? Is that way? I'm trying to be really cryptic because it is a giant twist in the movie, right? For this and everything that's going on here. And I do not want to ruin that twist at all. It is so, again, so worth your time. and that I could, you know, if everybody I knew that listened to this podcast and this episode knew about this movie, maybe I'd do a longer thing and actually break it down and talk more about those things. But I'm just trying to get you to watch this movie. That's all I'm really trying to do. And if you haven't seen this movie, please do. So to take a shift, like I said, instead of, because I don't think I'm going to talk a whole lot about Prey in this little thing. Again, when I do these mini episodes, I kind of just go stream of consciousness and I just keep talking. And, you know, you guys know how much I like to talk. So I don't think I'm going to talk a whole lot about it. But instead, let's talk about the movie that we're going to watch for next week. Now, we're getting really close to the anniversary, right? And so I got to start thinking about that. And then we're getting really close to Halloween as well. And there was something that I said, and the reason I'm kind of talking about both Prey and this is because I said, I don't like doing movies where it's basically, it's brand new and I have to get everything done and then record the next day. Except when the movie comes out a week before I do the podcast and I have plenty of time to do everything that I need to do to get it ready. So in terms of a review, I am going to be late to the party. That's just the way that it is. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are watching it today to put out their videos, to do everything that they normally do, yada, 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 or the podcast. Oh, we're going to talk about it, but they don't do the podcast in the way that I do it. So since we're talking about Prey, since we're talking about Netflix, I'm deciding to do a brand new movie. And the thing is, and going into the Halloween and other stuff, I got to prepare for that shit too. And for the Halloween month, I have an idea. And actually, you know what? Let's talk about that right now before we get into it. I'm teasing on the trailer on what it is. And if you guys know, and I'm talking about Netflix and brand new, you probably know what movie this is going to be. But we'll get to the trailer in just a second. But for Halloween this year, it's 5 days, right? And I'm picking one of these movies. But I want the audience's help as well. And I'm going to put out a tweet that's out there too. And I want as many people that do listen to the podcast, you can email me, you can tweet me, I'll put it up on Facebook, you can leave a comment on Facebook, and I'll even pin that comment so that you guys can give me suggestions. But for Halloween this year, it's going to be a Wes Craven Halloween. I'm going to do Wes Craven films for all of Halloween, right? The whole month of October. That means that since there's 5 weeks in that month, we're doing 5 Wes Craven films. And I will tell you that my pick for that month, so you guys get 4 picks, and if you guys don't fill out the 4 picks, then we'll do, you know, I'll pick more movies or whatever. I don't want to do any of the Nightmare on Elm Street films. Absolutely none of them. I don't want to do New Nightmare. I don't want to do, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street. I want to stay away from those. And really only Wes Craven did 3, technically. I mean, he actually directed 2 and he wrote a 3rd one, right? So I want to stay away from those. In general, we've already talked about Nightmare on Elm Street 3. New Nightmare would be fun to do, but I kind of want to just look at some of the other things. Now, I will say that as well, you can look at ones that he has written, okay? We can do movies he's written, not necessarily that he's directed. So that gives you kind of a broader, thing of movies to look at. And I would almost be like, oh, let's not look at Scream, but we can look at Scream movies as well. But I only want one, okay? But the movie that I have definitely picked for myself is going to be Cursed. So we are going to talk about Cursed. You're going to have to wait until October to hear about that movie. I remember seeing that in the theaters. I have never seen it since. And it stars my number one crush in all of fucking Hollywood, Christina Ricci. So I'm going to have a lot of fun talking about that in more ways than one. But I remember the movie not being that good. So that's going to be an interesting thing. But yeah, so you can go through all the movies that he's... Maybe you want me to look at Swamp Thing or The Serpent and the Rainbow or Shocker or Vampire in Brooklyn. Any of those things. Red Eye also would be another great choice. But just let me know. Hit me up. You can send me a DM. You can tweet at me. You can, I'll put the post up on Facebook. I'll try to do that before the next episode goes up with everything that's being done so that you guys can leave your comments and, you know, the ones out of the suggestions I will do like I did last time. I'll actually put them into a picker. So we'll put all of the suggestions and you can suggest, I'd say up to 3 films. Okay. So that way that we put a bunch in the picker. And I will just whittle it down, okay? We'll start out with every film, and then we'll go to the next one, and then we'll go down, down, down. So the first one, you know, if I get, say, 7 requests. Then that 7 will go down to 6 after the first movie's picked, then 5, then 4, and then the final movie, right? So we'll get everything in there, and everybody knows what the movies are going to be. All right. So, but what about the next movie? You know, I've talked about it. I've said these things. I said I would talk about it right away, and then I went and talked about Halloween. I've also got to try to figure out what I'm doing for the anniversary show, because this is going to go into season 8, meaning that I've done 7 years of the show. 7th anniversary is coming up on September 23rd. Oh my God, I can't believe I've done this podcast for that fucking long. So, and then I think also that my birthday falls along one of the episodes that's coming along. If I end up doing that, I'll have to do something special for the birthday episode and figure out what movie we're going to do there. Or again, leave it up to the audience to say, hey, look at this. And then I'll look at that. As well as we have also, I'm delaying the other inevitable because picking this movie is one of those weird ones. The other thing is we have selected the Christmas episode that we are planning on doing that Dave and I will do for the year. And it's going to be a doozy. And surprisingly enough, the show is available on Amazon through their, what IMDb TV turned into is like Freevee or some shit like that. And that one is going to be so ridiculous and so bad. I can feel it already. It's going to be great. I'm going to have so much fun doing the Christmas episode again this year. And I really like doing that tradition with Dave. And then the other thing that we have to do, that we're going to have to do, is I'm going to have to do the Munsters, because it has already been suggested so many goddamn times to me. So Dave and I will cover the Munsters, and we will put that one out. Because it's Rob Zombie's The Munsters. And of course, you know, it automatically comes down to Dave and I, like, you guys got to cover it. And we'll see how that one goes. And I hope that we don't get into the same situation. I hope that it gets released before an episode comes out. So there may be a chance that we definitely will do that. But it may end up being like a bonus episode instead of being like a regular episode, depending on the timing of everything that's going on with Halloween, with September, with everything for this month. So, what is the movie? And that is also coming out on Netflix. This has come out on Netflix today, the day that I'm recording this. I'm recording this on the 12th, and I can't believe it. I totally forgot about it. This is the perfect movie for this podcast. And what is this? This is the Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco, and Snoop Dogg, soon to be an instant classic film. Oh, Day Show.
It's going to be a hot one in Los Angeles.
So it's on the agenda today.
Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed.
Like every day.
What are you doing in my room?
Hunting vampires.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks.
Well, things have changed since you got your ass kicked out the union.
If I don't come up with 10K, my wife and my daughter are going to move to Florida.
Hi, Dad.
You're late again.
And the union is the only place that could give me that kind of money.
Your record is chock full of incidents.
But he's a new man.
One last chance.
This is your final warning.
Let's get crazy.
Oh, no!
God, help me!
Vampires just tried to kill me. Now I just pissed my favorite fucking
show. Hey, everybody pisses themselves the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But listen, you did.
You know what I see when I see a vamp? Big old dollar sign.
Hey, don't you puke in here.
I swallowed it.
Locked and loaded.
Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking...
Vampires.
They live amongst us.
And all they are is murderers. It's not Eclipse, New Moon, Breaking Dawn, Point One. It ain't like that, all right?
Why do you know the names to all the specific Twilight films?
What?
And what's your gripe with Breaking Dawn Part 2? It's the exciting conclusion of the whole Twilight saga.
Welcome to the day shift, motherfucker.
Works every time.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
So yes, I am going to be watching, and we're going to be going through Day Shift. Okay, it's available on Netflix. It came out, like I said, today when I'm recording this episode, and it should be a lot of fun. It looks really fucking stupid, but it's from the guys that taught John Wick how to kick ass. So I think I'm just going to have fun with this movie. That's what I want out of this. I just want this to be dumb, ridiculous. It looks overtly violent, and it's got fucking Snoop Dogg being fucking Snoop Dogg. Like, he's not even trying to, like, act different. He's, like, it's in his writer to just always be fucking Snoop Dogg. So that's what we're going to watch for this. And if you want a really good movie to watch that is available on Hulu, see this transition? This is what a pro does. Go watch Prey, okay? I'm going to sing the praises of this movie. It is very, very good for what it is. If you have not seen it, stop what you're doing. Well, don't stop what you're doing right now. Listen to the rest of this podcast and rate and review and do all that fun stuff. And then afterwards, go and watch Prey, because it is just fantastic, man. From the amount of violence that's in it, which I thought in the beginning that stuff was happening off screen, and then all of a sudden it just went like way, way, way over the top. And it's definitely something that if you're a big Predator fan, that you should watch it. Now, I say in my review that is available on the YouTube channel that it is something that I wish was in the theaters. And I understand why. I kind of like sat down and thought about, you know, the different things that were out there. And the last couple Predator movies were just kind of okay. Predators is not bad. It's better than I thought it was going to be. The Predator, while I enjoyed it, it didn't do well for the studio. Neither of them did well for the studio. So why give another Predator movie a chance with audiences and how they're going to react to it? And let's put it up on Hulu. Now, hopefully, you know, they do something special for it. Like, they could have done one of those, you know, whatever they call it when they put the movie in the damn theater for just like a night or three nights. You know, I'm in my mind, I'm like, Fandango, but that's not it. That's something completely different. Fathom Events. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. They could have done a Fathom event for it. I would have loved to have seen it on the big screen, because I think that it would have been really fucking cool to actually see it up there and just enjoy the ambiance of this Predator movie. Now, there are a lot of things that I saw with some other people talking about it in terms of, you know, oh, I saw one reviewer, because I like to stay away when I'm going to do a video review of anything that I watch. I always like to record my stuff first and then start watching a bunch of people and see what their thoughts were, so they don't influence what I'm thinking. And if there are movies that I'm not super into and I kind of want to understand, like, I've got one like go-to channel that I always go to when they see these types of movies that I like, and I kind of get their opinions on everything like that, then it determines whether or not I'm going to wait for VOD or if I'm going to watch it, go to the theater, actually spend my time and money. A lot of that comes with the like A24 movies, because like one of the guys on the show, I am so flip-floppy when it comes to A24. Either they're really good movies or they're just not my cup of tea. And so it's fun to watch those guys like break down some of those movies. Like, there's a new movie that just came out called Bodies, 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 which I was kind of interested in. And then after kind of watching like the review, I'm like, okay, well, maybe if I can find it on VOD while the, you know, ambulances or fire trucks going out there. I live next to an old folks home, so every once in a while we get all that shit going on out there. But you know, when if that's the case, then this is one of those, okay, well, I think I can wait to VOD, and then I'll watch it when it hits VOD. I'd also like to see that movie They Them, which is getting slammed by a lot of people, but is it as bad? I don't know. It's another movie that I'm going to try to find. I know it's available on Peacock. I don't subscribe to Peacock because I don't need another subscription service to watch some of these movies and all that fun stuff. But nonetheless, This is definitely worth your time. Prey is worth your time. It's got a good take on the Predator. It kind of goes back a little to the original formula, and which is fine. And I like that it's set in the 1700s, and even the Predator doesn't have all the flashy shit that he has from every one of the other movies. So, like, if I'm ranking it amongst Predator movies, it's number two for me. I would say, of course, the original Predator, it's hard to top that. And that's during a time when, you know, it was big for me. At that time when I first saw it, it's like a wow movie, right? And if people watch it nowadays, they may not see it the same way. There's a lot of 80s movies and early 90s movies that are kind of like that for a lot of people when you go back to them, or if you've never seen them and then all of a sudden you're trying to watch them now. A good, really, 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 really good example for that is The Goonies, right? I fucking love The Goonies. The Goonies is one of my favorite fucking films of all time. But if I were to see it right now, today, I might not like it as much as I did because my tastes are a lot different. And if I was a young person watching it today, to say something like that makes me just fucking date myself. But if I were a young person trying to watch something like saying, this is a quintessential movie that you should be watching, they might not like it either. You know, especially when it comes to like language and stuff that's used in the movies, kind of like Monster Squad. I feel like that's another great movie to like be like that. If you're watching Monster Squad today, you probably think it's really cheesy. But for me, that was like a pinnacle movie to watch when I was a kid. And it was one of the first ones I remember that my parents took us to the theaters to. And, you know, and not knowing the way that some things were going to turn out in that movie. Because, hey, everybody loves Dracula, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Gillman, all those guys. And, you know, it's an homage to the Universal movies. And so, movies I grew up with. And so, you know, it may not hold for you. I still think The Predator would hold for a lot of people, but it might not hit like it hit, you know, me when I was a kid. And so, but this gives me those vibes and those feels. And it's just a really fun movie, a good romp. And then I would definitely put Predator 2, you know, even though that one's kind of iffy for me. And then Predators, and then The Predator, and then all the Aliens versus Predator movies would go towards the bottom of the garbage pile. And again, Predators, definitely it was better than I thought it would be. And I might even put Predators above Predator 2, which a lot of people would be like, why are you doing that? And I'd be like, well, because, you know, I kind of enjoyed that more. You know, that's my opinion. That's just the way that it goes. So that's it for this mini episode. I think I talked for way too long. It's been about 30 minutes on a mini episode when it's only supposed to be maybe 20 or so. But yeah, so check out Day Shift, available on Netflix right now. And it should be fun. It should be dumb. And I think it'll be perfect for the podcast. And then make sure that you also follow all the socials that are out there. So go ahead and do a review if you could, please, on, you know, Apple Podcasts, or if you listen on Spotify, because Spotify now allows for reviews. And then make sure that you're following the Facebook page, facebook.com/TerribleTerrorPodcast. And of course, make sure you check out Twitter. That's T_T_podcast. Check out the Instagram, Terrible Terror Podcast, where there'll probably be some stuff from the concert I'm going to this weekend. So if you guys want to see some Coheed and Cambria pics, they'll be there. As well as YouTube, where I have reviews for Prey and Nope, and also the Jurassic World thing. TikTok as well, Terrible Terror Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and take care of yourselves and each other.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.